We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We welcome into the program this morning the general manager of the Hawks, Travis Schlenk. Morning to you, Travis.
Morning, gentlemen. Hope you guys had a good holiday yesterday.
Yes. Did Santa Claus bring you everything that you wanted, Trav?
Santa Claus was good to my kids. He forgot about me, but he took care of the most important.
Isn't that what it's always about every year? When you got kids, it's all about the kids.
Yeah, no question.
Well, hopefully you get a kind of a late present with a nice this is going to be a tough game against the Wizards. Boy, I tell you what, just kind of looking at the lay of the land with that game coming up tomorrow night, John Wall and those Wizards, they're not going to go away so quietly. I think some people thought, well, Cleveland, Boston, but you know, Toronto and Washington are probably going to have a say in this too, I would think.
Yeah, when you think about, both Toronto and Washington, what you kind of see there is continuity. Both of those teams have had their cores together for a few years now. Both of them have had some success in the playoffs, but it looks like this might be a year that they get to the conference finals and challenge.
You get a sense, Travis, that your team now, of course, you guys would be world champions if all you had to play was the Mavericks. But there might be a time where it starts to kind of all those close losses and starts to come together a little bit for you, and we might see this team rip off a little bit of a win streak.
Well, let's hope we get one before the year's over. But you know, the last couple of weeks has been playing a little bit better. We've been unable to get a couple wins in a row. But you're starting to see some growth in some of our guys. You're starting to see some growth in the team in general. So we're encouraged about the growth that we've seen to this point in the season.
You know, being at this, you know, everybody says that during the time when Christmas rolls around, that's kind of like when the NBA kind of ramps up a little bit. Have you seen how much has your team changed since the beginning till now with, you know, Christmas being almost at halfway point?
Yeah, like you said, Christmas kind of is the official start of the NBA season. Yesterday, 5 national televised games. The NFL season's winding down, so this is kind of when, you know, the casual NBA fan starts watching. As you mentioned, we're 33 games into the season, almost to the halfway point. I think what you've seen with us is you've started to see some guys figure out their roles a little bit, get comfortable with their roles. We've talked about some of the guys that have started to play a little bit better, play a little bit more the way we kind of anticipated them playing earlier in the season as they start to figure out their new roles, new responsibilities. Anytime you have a new team, especially a new young team, it takes those guys, you know, a little while to figure out, you know, their roles and where they fit in on the new team.
Talking with Travis Schlenk, general manager of the Atlanta Hawks, with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the WayForward.com hotline. Travis, what are you looking at when you talk about this as they start to get into the second half, especially with the younger players like the rookies, like John Collins? What are you kind of hoping to see in terms of the growth of the games of some of the younger guys? I mean, you have a really young team, obviously. What is it you want to see from them individually?
Well, just to continue to blossom into the roles. You know, when you talk about John, you know, we've seen obviously he has a great ability as a roller and a pick and roll. You know, maybe we look to see him to start to expand his game out a little bit. You know, we've seen some flashes of him being able to shoot the mid-range jump shot. You know, maybe we'll see a little bit more of that. Maybe we see him, you know, get the ball in the post a little bit more during switches and situations like such. And then I think the other real important thing as we start to look long-term for this is to start to see some of our defensive tendencies start to improve. Getting our sharpening up our defensive rotations, you know, working on our communication. Last game or 2 games ago versus Oklahoma City, there was a case where Marco, one of our veteran players, you know, made a switch with John, and John missed it the first time, but then a couple possessions later he got it. So just little things like that where the younger players are starting to see the game, starting to recognize situations and starting to react to those situations.
Travis Schlenk with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on the game.
You know, I don't know if you had a chance to watch a lot of basketball, but there was a lot of controversy in the NBA yesterday with the Golden State Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers. And it was basically on the last play where it looked like, well, it was Kevin Durant fouled LeBron James. I don't know if you saw it, but if you did, was that a foul?
Well, I would say this. When the two-minute report comes out, it's probably going to be listed a foul. But last year, Golden State played in Cleveland, and on the last play of the game, Richard Jefferson tripped Kevin Durant, and there was no foul call, and the Warriors lost the game. So what comes around goes around is what I would say to you.
Hold up now, Travis. Not you. You know, we're kind of dealing with that same thing right now. With the Atlanta Falcons.
I had to be in Cleveland last year at Christmas, not with my family, so I remember that foul pretty clearly.
Okay. Oh, well, since that, I'll just say this. I respect your level of petty. I really do.
Well, there's certainly controversy, obviously, over this particular call, and it will be, you know, these two teams just, hey, listen, it's what the, you know, I don't know what's going to end up happening. You know, you're going to have, you know, certain teams press in the West. Obviously, they'll press Golden State, and Cleveland will be pressed in the East. And I don't know that they'll meet in the finals again. But, boy, they're setting each other up. I mean, once Steph Curry gets back, once Isaiah Thomas gets healthy enough to play. By the way, to that Isaiah Thomas thing, Isaiah Thomas, Travis Schlenk, had a big interview yesterday before the games and was talking about the fact, basically, he thinks that Boston did him wrong and didn't tell him the extent of his hip injury. And the reason he hadn't played this year is that if he had known how bad it was, he wouldn't have played in the playoffs last year. Do you think Boston did him wrong?
Well, you know, I don't have all the information on that. You know, you certainly hope that doesn't happen. You know, we certainly here in Atlanta and every place I've been, you know, we put our players' health at the forefront. And, you know, we want to make sure these guys are completely healthy and not doing anything to jeopardize their future career. But you can speak to this from your time playing. A lot of times these guys are so competitive and, you know, it's hard to hold them back sometimes, but you know, you've got to have a big picture view when it comes to health of players, and certainly don't put, you know, short-term gains or success in front of, you know, long-term careers. So I certainly hope that wasn't the case. I hope he wasn't misled. But, you know, that divorce last year was kind of wasn't exactly amicable when he got traded to Cleveland. So hopefully it was just, you know, some bad feelings on his part and not the organization deceiving him.
Talking with Travis Schlenk here, the Hawks get ready to play Washington on Wednesday, tomorrow night at Phillips Arena. Then they play Toronto. They're kind of back-to-back with those two on Friday night, those two powers in the East. And then you start to peek around the corner, Travis. Your schedule in January is really interesting because you start with a five-game, longest road trip of the year, five games out on the West Coast to Phoenix, Portland, the L.A., Denver. Then you come home, and not only do you come home, but you play nine of the next 10 games the rest of the month at home.
Yeah, you know, we've gotten to a point where our schedule's kind of balanced now. I think we've played, I don't know, one more road game than home game, so we're kind of balanced, and it's going to, you know, it's a long road trip. I think it's an 11-day trip we go on to those cities you just mentioned. And then we come home and we have some road games, and I think then we come to a real quirky part of the schedule where we have like eight games in a row where it's home away, we just bounce back and forth. You know, I kind of like either, you know, going on the road and playing four or five games or being at home and playing four or five games. You can get kind of a rhythm as opposed to, you know, bouncing back and forth all the time. So,
yeah, it'd be tough.
Do you have any big New Year's plans? Anything going on exciting?
New Year's Day, I'll be in Des Moines, Iowa, going to an Iowa State game. Before then, I'm going to be in Austin, Texas, going to the University of Texas game. So those are my plans.
So still trying to
ramped up now.
So still trying to figure out what we're going to do and make this team better. I like it. I like it. I like you dedicated to this thing like that.
Man, you are tearing it up here. But by the way, you didn't get caught in all that mess with Hartsfield, did you?
Oh boy, did I ever! So I got a couple good breaks. I landed about an hour after the power went out. So we were fortunate that we were able to land and didn't get diverted. And then I had a second big break. The plane I was on was an older plane and it had the staircase that comes out the back.
Oh, so you were good.
With those.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we were able to deplane. We only had to sit there for 3 hours. There were some people, as you guys know, had to sit on their plane for, you know, 7-8 hours because the jet bridges weren't working. If you didn't have that staircase in the back, you couldn't get off. So all in all, I got fairly fortunate. I only was there for about 4 hours at the airport. I know there's some people that had a lot worse luck than I did, but it was a bizarre scene walking through the terminal with all the lights out. And but I give people credit. They were in good spirits as opposed to what you would think it could have been.
Wow, Travis, that was that wild time at Hartsfield. Hopefully you don't ever see that again. Well, you get back on the road, you go to Des Moines, you go to Austin. Hey, by the way, just out of curiosity, because there's so much chatter in college basketball, I know that we're back on basketball here for a second. Have you had a chance to see the young point guard at Oklahoma, Trae Young, that everybody, LeBron and everybody's talking about?
Yeah, I've seen Oklahoma play a couple times this year. I can't talk about freshmen, right, but I've seen their team play. They're exciting team to watch play for sure.
Yeah, I know. You can't get into particulars. I get that. I know. Yeah, because he is an exciting young player, no question about it. All right, Travis. Well,
we say former Hawks coach Lon Kruger is doing a great job coaching that team. How about that?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, Lon Kruger. Yeah, former Hawks coach. Hey, Travis, thanks very much, and we'll give you a shout. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
All right. Yeah, Happy New Year to you guys. Talk to you soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.